The thing I kind of want to spin off into today is how enough is enough. I've and I mean failure. Second Amendment. Over here in Asia, I've had very good friends who love democracy and who don't like an oppressive government say, "Why do Americans have so many guns?" I've had that. I said, "Why do Americans have so many guns?" I said, "You don't know why? All the people that are stirring anti-American gun sentiment over in Asia haven't told the other side of the story. Why does America have guns? Did you know that there was a murder among the first pilgrims? Billington. Yeah, Francis Billington's father, I believe it was his father, you know the Billington Sea. He killed someone, and they did an investigation. The early pilgrims who were on the Mayflower, there was a murderer who killed someone after they reached. Yep. They had to have guns for security. And as we spread, you know, it was wild. There was a new world. Everyone was farmer, boss, minister, teacher, and soldier. Everyone had to do everything because it was a new society in a completely wild territory. And we had to do diplomacy. You had to befriend the Indians. A lot of people befriended Indians. Very interesting stories about that. But then there were also Indians that would be dangerous and would attack people, even without a particular reason. It was just that's what they did. They went around and attacked other tribes. There were peaceful tribes. There were war tribes. There were all kinds of different tribes. And I say Indians because they want to be called Indians. So I'm gonna honor that. Second Amendment came because we had a gun culture already, even going west. After we'd colonized the East, we bought the West from Napoleon, and we hadn't been there. Lewis and Clark went through there to see it for the first time. We had to go conquer the West. There weren't, you know, the sheriff had authority, but he wasn't going to, he might have been 2-3 days, maybe a week away. And he might have other problems to deal with. That's where we got the circuit court thing going on. There weren't enough court cases for a judge to live in one area, so he'd travel around on a circuit. There'd be a circuit court. So I, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a country lawyer who followed around the circuit judge. So the judge would talk to the same lawyer every week. Just, you know, the judge and the lawyer are going to be in town, and then they'll deal with your case when it gets there. That's how it worked back then. And so everyone had to be armed with a gun because everyone had to do the work of police work, etc. So we had this culture that grew up with guns were part of it. Guns were a natural part of the security. You make a radical change. I mean, look, we'd all love to have the drinking age to be at 18, but they tried that for 3 years and everyone became an alcoholic because we didn't control ourselves. You make a radical change like that, it affects things. Now, we've also got the issue of government. I've been talking the last few days about how leaders tend to be jerks. Many times, we don't always know. Leaders are not there to help. They're there to be in charge and do whatever in charge things they do. And a lot of times they don't even know it maybe. They think they're doing something good, but then you threaten their power by pointing out a flaw. Well, all of a sudden they get defensive and stop serving you. It's like they go crazy. Well, Second Amendment, that, you know, it helps ensure that the leaders serve the people because they go crazy. But if everyone has a gun, then they'll at least calm down and behave themselves. That's kind of the theory behind that. Now, put that in perspective. Why do we have Second Amendment in America? Because we don't want to have Hong Kong happen in America. The government in America is obeying, even to this day, America's government is still serving and obeying the people more than Hong Kong's government is. If Hong Kong had a Second Amendment, a concealed or unconcealed carry law, they would not have the problems that they're having today. And China would not be even accused of breaking its promise and its commitments with England or with Great Britain. They would be following the rules. Why? Everyone's worried about a police state. I'm not. I don't like the police becoming a false religion. They're my friends. I don't want to worship my friends. I want to honor my friends. But even with those concerns, America is not going to reach a police state because of the guns, because we have those guns. It's not a reasonable fear. They're just everywhere, little tiny pieces, little bits and pieces. Everyone doing ordinary little tiny good things, it keeps bad leaders in check. That everything I described about the problems in leaders over the last 2 days, that's what the founding fathers of America knew. And so they were wise to this. They themselves dealt with the same power-hungry, grabbing type stuff when they were dealing with England in their day. Okay, so the reason that we have a Second Amendment would prevent the Hong Kong situation today. Now, another thing about the Second Amendment, no one wants to remove the Second Amendment in America as much as the Chinese communists. No one wants to disarm the largest army in the world, American hunters, as much as the Chinese communists. If you want to get rid of the Second Amendment, you're right there with the Beijing Chinese communists. You're right there with Xi Jinping. Maybe you could go to China and join them. You think the same. You can tell your friends that. You want to get rid of the Second Amendment? You are right in line with the Chinese communists. No one supports you more than them. I know. I've been here. I've seen it. I understand it. I get it. But even then, I deal with people over here in Taiwan. You know, we at what point is enough enough? At what point are we going to see that trying to get rid of the Second Amendment isn't going to work? You ban guns in a city, crime skyrockets. At what point do failed policies make us wake up? China. They wanted to have an extradition law. They wanted this little tiny extradition law. And the people wouldn't have it. And China went, they went berserk. They went bat excrement. They don't want to let it go. It was like the Lord of the Rings. They go crazy over this ring, even though it destroys them. They can't let it go. You don't carry the ring, Lord of the Rings. You don't choose the ring chooses you. You don't find the ring finds you. It's like China had this little tiny law that they wanted, and they wouldn't let it go no matter how high the cost, how crazy it made them, how much destruction it caused. They weren't going to let it go. And their strategy for peace is not to say, okay, we're going to do the right thing and what we should have done in the first place. No. It's always something else. One leader in Hong Kong said that he wasn't sure why the public was angry because there was no formal research for it. That's a classic Chinese answer, because they believe that the teacher is the god. You know, in America, we're concerned about worshiping police officers. In Asia, they already worship the teachers. It's weird. It removes accountability. Teachers are the most abusive people because they're treated like gods. They've been deified. You don't want to, once you deify people, they get very abusive. That happened with pastors on Sunday morning. Why would we want to ruin our wonderful police officers? We've got wonderful police officers. Let's not deify them and ruin it. Let's keep them wonderful. And you know, at what point, any failure, at what point do we look at a failure and say, okay, I've got to let this go? And whether it's whether you yourself are the leader who's unwilling to listen to people, you know, power corrupts. You could be a wonderful person. You become a leader. You tend to protect that leadership position. Someone tells you that you're wrong about something. You don't want to listen. You won't. It's natural. It's human. Hold yourself in check and know when others aren't holding themselves in check. Don't be afraid to fire leaders really quickly, and don't be afraid to call yourself out. Maybe you're the one that needs to take a little break from your leadership to realize that you're human, so that you can go back to being good and awesome and excellent instead of thinking yourself to be a god. Love you. See you next week.